views or opinions of the staff and management of Tricepter Productions or the Superhuman Channel. Tricepter Productions and the Superhuman Channel are not responsible for any claims, warranties, or guarantees made during this program.
Prepare to experience the strongest radio allowable by law. Secrets will be revealed. Myths dispelled.
From the Studio Gym, where excuses never apply.
It's Superhuman Radio with your host, Carl Lenore.
And since it's Casual Friday, I'm in the studio with the lovely and talented Elisa Profumo. How are you, Elisa?
I'm doing good. How are you?
Did you have to think about it for a second? I literally rushed from the gym, didn't you?
I did. Yes, I did. I'm sweaty.
And you trained legs today?
I did.
We got a late start, so you had to get in there, train, and come straight here.
I did.
And when you walked in the door, you said, I'm exhausted.
But it's a good exhausted.
Yeah, that's right. Absolutely. Absolutely. This is an exciting day. We're doing two things different today than we've ever done before on a Casual Friday.
Really?
Sure. First of all, today is going to be Fan or Listener Appreciation Day. We've been asking people to go to iTunes and rate the show and comment on the show. And naturally, we've had quite a few listeners do this. So we're going to acknowledge some of these posts today. We probably can't acknowledge all of them. It would take a whole 2 hours just to acknowledge all of them. I want to thank everybody who went to iTunes and both rated the show and posted comments. We'll be talking about those later in the show. But also, we have a guest today during the second hour of the show, which is something we've never done before.
And that's, other than listeners.
Yes, and that's Jack Abramoff, the Uber lobbyist who Kevin Spacey portrayed in the movie Casino Jack. Hopefully some of you went out and saw the movie as we had requested, because it gives you a good understanding of who Jack was. But we're going to be talking with him later in the show to understand better about the corruption on Capitol Hill and how we are sold to the highest bidder. While Jack doesn't have direct experience with the FDA, he understands the lobbying process and understands how these things go down. Like, gee, why is the current administration approving so many GMO foods all of a sudden? Is it just by chance, or is there lobbying going on? Clearly, there's lobbying going on. So we're going to save that for the second half of the show. It's going to be very, very interesting. He's a very prestigious guest. He was just on the O'Reilly Factor, I think, the other night.
Oh, well, there was an article in the paper about him this week also.
Yeah, yeah. So he's doing some great things, and I applaud him, and we'll talk about that later. Anyway, so what's new in the area of nutritional idiocy, Elisa?
Did you see the article that Michael Malcolm McGregor posted on Facebook about the preschooler that went to school with her own lunchbox?
Right. So her mom or dad made lunch for her.
Right. And it included, I don't remember everything that was in it, but it had a turkey sandwich with cheese on it, on whole wheat bread. It had orange juice in it, potato chips, and I think there was a piece of fruit in there as well.
Okay. And that sounds like a really pretty decent lunch
for a four-year-old.
I was just going to say, for what most kids get for lunch.
Well, evidently they had someone there going through the lunches. And if they don't meet, if preschoolers' lunchboxes don't meet the USDA guidelines, they make them get the lunch from the cafeteria.
Now, let's understand something. The USDA guidelines have nothing to do with health. They have to do with making sure that everybody's eating their fair share of subsidized crops. So let me guess. What was in the lunch? What did they replace it with?
Well, wait a minute. She had a banana in the lunch. I just found it. There was a banana in the lunch as well.
So there was some fruit. Okay.
There was some fruit. Well, they gave
her... That sounds like a really well-rounded lunch by most standards.
Right. Okay. For a four-year-old.
Okay.
Okay. So they gave her a cafeteria lunch. They didn't specify what was on that other than chicken McNuggets. And the kid ate three chicken McNuggets. When she got home, her mother asked her what she had for lunch, because her lunchbox was still full.
Right.
And she said three nuggets, three chicken
that's
nuggets,
it.
And that's it. She didn't eat anything else on there, because the mother knows what the kid likes to eat. She eats vegetables at home so the mother can watch her and discipline her.
Right. So she didn't send vegetables with her.
Because the kid doesn't like
and
vegetables.
And obviously the USDA's approach failed, because the child didn't eat the things that they claim the child should eat. So the child just ate the chicken nuggets and left everything else.
Exactly. And they said that her lunch wasn't well-rounded.
So a hungry child is better than a fed child, but that's not necessarily eating subsidized crops.
Okay, here's what the lunches are supposed to consist of. One serving of meat, one milk, one grain, and two fruits or vegetable.
She had fruit.
But why does the government have to tell us what? I mean, why? I don't understand.
Well, let's talk about that for a second.
Okay.
Clearly, the government has been influencing what people have been eating for at least the past decade now.
Uh-huh.
At least the past decade, right? With all their campaigns for the food pyramid, their outreach program through the American Dietetic Association, and now the current administration, endorsing the MyPlate.
Well, is it going to go back to what Tom Vilsack said? We will eat what the government tells us to eat.
But there's a more important issue here. We have to understand, and we're going to get more deeper into this during the second hour, but governments are not altruistic. They're not out for our good. If you think that you're a fool, okay, shut the radio off now. Because governments don't care about your health. They just care about getting their subsidized crops eaten. So with that being said, look at how our society is doing after eating the way the government suggests for the past decade or more.
Mm-hmm. Well, if you ask me, I think the turkey sandwich is better than the chicken nuggets.
Hell yeah. The chicken nuggets, we know it's in chicken nuggets, all the stuff you wouldn't eat if you could see it.
And plus, they charge the mother for the meal.
Yeah, of course. And that's the other thing. By schools adopting this USDA guideline, it gives them an opportunity to sell more food in the cafeteria.
I just think this is disgusting.
But it's just another aspect of what is disgusting about what's being done to American people today in the area of nutrition. And it's, you know, they're doing it to children now. That mother should sue. She should find like a Gloria Allred-esque type of an attorney and go after both the USDA and the school and everybody in between them and say, here's what I sent my child to school with, and here's what she ended up eating when you substituted with something that you thought she should eat. You know, stay out of my child's lunchbox. And we've already said the government needs to stay out of our pantry. They need to stay out of children's lunchboxes too.
Well, it says here that if the lunch doesn't meet nutritional requirements, the center must provide additional food necessary to meet those requirements. Well, if you ask me, what the kid brought to school was a better choice.
Yes, it was, but it wasn't inclusive of all of the subsidized
crops.
But
it says banana or vegetable, of the subsidized crops.
Yeah, I mean, the child didn't have what cereal did she have in there? What grain did she have there?
Bread. She had bread.
So I don't understand why the school did anything in that case. That needs to be investigated. That really does.
Mm-hmm.
I think that was overreaching on the school's part.
Yes. It was in the Carolina Journal. That's where the article came from.
Yeah. That's terrible. That's terrible. And then what about this notion? Somebody posted on Facebook that there's an article about eating cake for breakfast may actually help you lose weight, because we're talking about obese people. We're talking about people who have real, real weight issues, that if they have a piece of cake for breakfast, they may actually feel, like they've rewarded themselves and they can stick to their eating program the rest of the day.
That was Brett Hild posted that. I wanted to give him a shout out.
What insanity to have a piece of cake. I mean, okay, cereal is pretty close to cake already nowadays.
Well, it says in the article that the ones who ate the big breakfast with dessert, they had a 600-calorie breakfast.
Right.
And the other group had a 300-calorie breakfast. The ones who had the 600-calorie breakfast had lower levels of the hunger hormone, ghrelin.
Ghrelin, right.
And fewer food cravings than those who ate the smaller breakfast.
But here's the problem. And this was pointed out yesterday when Dr. Andrew was on the show. And this is why research, you cannot believe research just because it's coming out of Tom Brokaw's mouth. Because there's more to the research than quite often makes it into the abstract.
Uh-huh.
The people who ate the 300 calories probably just had a couple pieces of bread. It was probably all carbohydrates.
Right.
If they would have had 300 calories of protein and fat, they would have had a greater level of satiety and probably wouldn't have experienced hunger.
Mm-hmm.
But they ate the traditional American diet. And of course, they felt hungry afterwards. So it's nonsense.
I guess this gives people the green light to eat cake.
Oh, yeah. All the Mikes and Mollies out there are rejoicing right now because they've been eating cake all along and been afraid to tell their friends about it. And now they can tell their friends about it. And then when you have people like this David, I don't know how you pronounce his name, Dzenko, He's the editor-in-chief of Men's Health Magazine, and he wrote the book Eat This, Not That.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I'm sorry, David. You're an idiot. You this morning on the Today Show, was it, or the mm-hmm. Good Morning America?
It was today.
He compared a hamburger to a stack of pancakes because of its calories. When one has no protein and one has some protein, okay? And mm-hmm. he kept saying, well, eat this and not that, because that is high in saturated fat and high in fat and high in calories. But meanwhile, the things that he's telling people to substitute are all refined and processed carbs. Chicken, what do they call those little potato things that the kids used to eat? The little nuggets.
Tater tots.
Yeah, tater tots. You know, little home fry thingies. And he's telling people to eat all these carbs because they're lower in fat and lower in calories.
Uh-huh.
Doesn't he see what's going on in the country? Does he have his head up his behind? I mean, give me a break. Eat this, not that. So I did a blog post this morning, if anybody wants to have a laugh. And I suggested that before he write another book, he read this, not that. And I pointed to Gary Taub's Good Calories versus Bad Calories as the read this. And at the not that, I put the low-fat handbook promoted by the American Dietetics Association, which obviously what he follows.
Mm-hmm.
And just because he eats like a bird and stays skinny, he looks like he has very little muscle on him. He's probably skinny fat. I'll bet you anything that if we checked his metabolic markers, we would find out that he's not all that healthy.
I think that they should make everyone who's giving nutritional advice
post their blood work.
Yes.
I would post my blood work, but the problem is that my testosterone levels were off the charts, so I don't need any negative kickback on that.
Well,
so.
I just got some more blood work done yesterday, so.
But
we'll
interestingly enough, even though my testosterone levels are off the chart, my hepatic blood work shows that my cholesterol levels are very, very good, and I have no hepatic issues, and my blood pressure is great, and so.
The last time I had, I think we talked about this before, the last time I had my cholesterol tested, it was off the charts good. The doctor said he'd never seen anyone with such good cholesterol levels.
Right, but the nurse
wasn't on medication.
But the nurse first called you and said you have high cholesterol.
Yes.
Because she didn't look at your HDL.
Right.
Which was over 100.
And then when the nurse called, I said, well, what are the percentages? You know, what's the HDL and what's the LDL? And, of course,
she didn't know.
But so I went and got a copy of it.
And your HDL was over 100.
Yes.
So when they subtracted the HDL, you actually had very, very good cholesterol.
And speaking of that, we did a webinar this week with Life Extension.
Dr. Michael Smith.
That was really good. He's so good.
Yeah.
He's such a good teacher.
Much better than Centergenics. We did a Centergenics webinar recently, and it was like the Three Stooges were doing it.
I could not believe that they were disorganized. Centergenics was disorganized. They had no clue what they were doing. And with Dr. Smith, it was right on. It was right on target.
Yeah. You know what? We have to take a commercial break. When we come back, we have maybe one or two more stories to talk about. Then we want to do fan appreciation.
Mm-hmm. We've got coverage. A couple more things to cover.
So you're listening to Casual Friday on Supreme Radio. Don't tune out, because Jack Abramoff is on during the second half. And this interview is going to be a lot different than any he's done before in the media. We'll be right back. You're giving love instinctively. Round and around, you're turning me. Ladies and gentlemen. Upside down. Yo. Boy, you turn me. You already know how great the Testo 100 Transdermal Testosterone Boosting Patch is. Well, now it's even better. The new and improved Testo 100 patch now contains D-aspartic acid, stinging nettle root, and androstenotrione to increase free testosterone while reducing sex hormone binding globulin and aromatase enzyme. It's still made in FDA-certified labs and contains all the great ingredients that made it work originally. But now it's even better. Bypassing the stomach to deliver its ingredients throughout the day for greater increases in energy, libido, and muscle-building, fat-burning effects. Get 50% off when you use the coupon code SHR4. Go to AGEFORCE.com and use the coupon code SHR4 and get your new Testo 100 patch today. Are your goals longevity, endurance, vitality, or wellness? Well, you'll find everything you're looking for at USCellWellness.com. USCell Wellness was founded on the belief that total well-being begins at the most basic cellular level. Their natural supplements are designed to work with the body to achieve health and vitality. Their formulas are backed by a team of nutritional researchers
doctors, healthcare professionals, and nutritional supplement biochemists. Whether you're concerned for your own wellness or a clinician caring for others, it all starts at uscellwellness.com. Save 20% off your first purchase when you use the coupon code SUPER.
I have never endorsed a training guide before The Blueprint by Rob Regish. The Blueprint combines the best techniques for building muscle and gaining strength with the best tips on supplementation and nutrition. Everyone who has used The Blueprint has surpassed their expectations in muscular gains in record time. You'll learn how to break through any plateau, how to make gains from every single workout, and all for the price of a single supplement purchase. Get your copy of The Blueprint today by going to superhumanradio.com and clicking the Blueprint banner ad. Order today and get copies of both The Blueprint 2.0 and 3.0, plus ongoing support on The Blueprint Forum to ensure your success.
If you want to be superhuman, you can't eat junk. Finally, there's a protein bar that isn't just candy in disguise. Quest protein bars have 20 grams of protein, 4 to 5 grams of non-fiber carbs, and the only bars on the market with no sugar or sugar alcohols. I've never promoted a protein bar before, but these are delicious and unlike any other protein bars you've ever tried before. They're so good that Quest Nutrition is giving away 2 free bars to all my listeners, even free shipping. Go to superhumanradio.com right now and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to try them today.
No two amino acids have been studied more than creatine and beta-alanine, and no two amino acids have been shown to independently improve athletic performance better than creatine and beta-alanine. When you join these two ergogenic powerhouses together, you get unparalleled results. And when you bypass the stomach and deliver them right to the bloodstream, you get the best single legal performance-enhancing product bar none. Save 50% off your initial order by using the coupon code CB50. That's CB50. Go to ageforce.com today.
Melatonin is the best sleep aid in the world, but it has one flaw, the delivery method. Melatonin tablets are not efficient and can wear off too soon, leaving you wide awake in the middle of the night. Time-release tablets make you feel groggy in the morning. Now there's the Age Force Sustained Delivery Melatonin Patch. This transdermal patch delivers a precise amount of melatonin from the moment you apply it and continues to do so for an entire 6 hours. This ensures a full night's sleep while waking refreshed and ready to go. Visit ageforce.com and use the coupon code SHRMEL and save 50% off your first order. Go to ageforce.com and use SHRMEL today and sleep better tomorrow.
Build muscle, burn fat. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back to the new politicized Superhuman Radio. Not really.
No.
We're not getting political today, but we are going to have someone who's had a lot of influence in politics to better understand the corruption at Capitol Hill. I mean, you know what? People need to get disgusted once and for all.
Yes. Speaking of disgusted, Gordon Waddell posted on your Facebook that the FDA is turning up the heat on vitamins and supplements.
On Dishay, right?
Yeah. If you guys haven't gone to Life Extension and, you know, let your voice be heard, please do that.
Yeah, Life Extension has a political action area called it's LEF.org/LAC, I believe, for the Legislative Active Center. And you can go there and you can send emails and faxes to your representatives to let them know where you stand. But here's the problem. I'm afraid that it doesn't matter. And that's what we're going to talk about during the second half. Are we just being Pollyanna? I mean, I don't know. I really don't know anymore. I got to tell you the truth. It's scary. It's really scary. The lines between business and government are gone.
Mm-hmm.
They're gone. So
I don't think that it matters what we say. They're going to do what
that's what I'm saying.
Do,
it's really scary. I mean, unless the only way this works is if they talk about it in the mainstream media, and that's a hard thing to do because because the lines between business and government are gone, and that's business.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, okay, I want to save that.
You know,
for
I
Jack.
Just wanted to say, you know, all the news just this week about lead in lipstick, and they're comparing it to the lead in candy. Of course, we talked about this over a year ago, but still the media is now talking about it. The arsenic in orange juice, the fungicide in orange juice, you know, who knows
what. Yeah, let it wash through. The FDA's divine wisdom. Well, we're not going to make them throw the orange juice away. Let it wash through.
Who knows what we drink in our water if you drink water out of the tap. When's it going to end?
Well, who knows what we're even eating in our food? As you pointed
arsenic
out.
Arsenic and chicken.
Well, arsenic and chicken. But more importantly, even things that, okay, arsenic is in chicken extrinsically.
Mm-hmm.
Because the chickens eat feed laced with arsenic.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. But what about the things that are intrinsically put in our food that we're not even allowed to know?
Like the neotame from Monsanto.
Yes. Neotame doesn't even have to be labeled on the label anymore because the FDA said it's, you know, we don't have to. We run the show here.
Mm-hmm.
And it's really getting scary. It really is. But anyway, with that being said, the other thing that you wanted to talk about was the water.
I want to talk about water.
Yes, because not about the how bad the water is, but when you're doing the right thing with your water.
Well, I'm drinking a gallon of water a day right now.
Right.
Which I'm drinking distilled water, by the way. So
yes.
Hopefully it doesn't have all those chemicals in it.
Well, it may have something leached in from the plastic, but what are you going to do? I mean, you got to pick your fight sometimes. But you also are completing your nutritional certification program.
Right.
And one of the things that you've been studying about, or you did study a while ago about, was hydration.
Right. And I just found this interesting, so I wanted to share it.
And you know what? You know, I just want to preface something. We've done shows on dehydration, and people have said, you know, how do you know? How do you know? How do you know if you're getting enough water? And you have the answer, and it's the simplest answer of all that no one ever thinks about.
Okay. You measure your fluid intake by your fluid output. How simple is that?
Right.
Namely, your frequency of urination.
So you don't have to measure it. You don't have to urinate into a metric bag and go, oh, I drank 6 ounces and I urinated 6 ounces.
No, it's how frequent you urinate. Okay, so if you're well hydrated, you should be urinating about once every hour and a half to 2 hours.
There you go.
So
you're raising your hand.
Yeah. I'm well hydrated.
Yes. Now some people have small bladders too, so that should be mentioned.
If you urinate only a few times per day, you probably need to increase your fluid intake.
Yeah.
Your water fluid intake.
Yeah. And I haven't been drinking enough water, but I'm stepping it up today. I was doing good for a while, but then it's like everything else, you know, if you don't stay on top of it, you forget about it.
Yep.
Anyway, do we have any other nutritional idiocy to talk about right now? Because I want to get into listener appreciation mode here.
No, go ahead.
Go ahead. Okay. Well, first of all, the first thing I want to focus on is to all of you who went to iTunes and commented and rated the show, thank you. Your efforts have really helped because for the first time ever this past week, we made it to the front page of What's Hot in the podcast, audio podcast category. I've never been up there before.
Was that just a specific category, health?
Yeah. Yes, it's under health. Yes, you're right. The health podcast, under audio podcast, we were on the What's Hot page at the bottom. But hey, I'm glad to be invited to the party. I don't care if I'm I have to stand in
That's
the corner.
That's great.
But you know what? With a little more oomph, we'll make it up the ladder. And I think it's fair to ask this because, interestingly enough, do you know what the most common, you know how when you make a comment on iTunes,
mm-hmm.
you get to put a little subject of what the comment is?
Right.
You know what the most common subject of a comment is about this show?
No.
Life-changing.
Really?
That really made me feel good. I got to tell you the truth. I was on the treadmill one morning reading them on my iPhone, and it actually made my eyes well up. Because it's like so many people said, life-changing show, this show changed my life, this show is a life changer. It was like so many people kept saying that over and over again, either in this subject or in the post itself, that it really made me feel a sense of the gravity of this show. And we need more people to listen to the show because the more people who get healthy and strong like us, this show's not about me. It's about this superhuman nation we're building
mm-hmm.
because then we don't have to pay all these fees for health insurance if everybody is starting to get the message that you can stay healthy and out of the hospital in the first place.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the sole mission. That really is. So anyway, I'm just going to start anywhere. This is in no particular order. Okay.
Okay.
This one here says, if you're into reality, this is your podcast. And this was by A.B. Meyer. This was from February 6th. If you're sick of stupid, you've got to make SHR part of your regular podcast. Carl is an inspiration. Thank you. He's funny and the info is outstanding. It would take a lot of personal research to track down the content he provides for free. Thanks, Carl. You're going to heaven for sure. That was a nice one. Thank you very, very much.
You are funny.
And another guy who contributes to the show both on Facebook all the time, he's always posting great things and he's always chiming and he's very active, is Steve Parente.
Oh, yes. Uh-huh.
And Steve posted on the 6th, great station, which he means not just the show, but we do have our own radio station.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, let's face it, I wouldn't be able to do the interview I'm going to do today with Jack if I was still with Clear Channel. They would have censored it. I would have not been able to say the things that I'm going to talk about this afternoon. But this is a radio station, not just a show. He says, one of my top five to listen to on iTunes. Carl presents information about exercise and health that, in my opinion, is being suppressed in conventional media. Bravo, Steve. Thank you. His guests and interviews are on the cutting edge of relevant medicine, science, and extreme sports. Carl adds a very nuanced depth to the interviews, often playing down his opinion, but this is really very informed. He is really very informed, which helps the guests to dig deeper. This is the real deal. And he goes on to say about Casual Friday with the lovely and talented Elisa Profumo is always a treat. They always discuss current and relevant events that impact our food and health. I continually refer friends to this show because there is so much good and important information that they would never hear anywhere else. Thank you, Steve Parente. That was a really nice one.
Thank you, Steve.
And we get a lot of compliments about Casual Friday on iTunes as well. You have some things also from...
There's just a few things that were on Facebook that we have a new listener that put something up there that I wanted to just read. His name was Patrick Rogers. He said, Carl, love what you're doing. I found your show through Body RX Show, was seeking to end my nutritional stupidity and learn the facts. I am a power lifter / strongman in my 40s who wants to be strong and healthy, not just big and strong.
Right.
I've started listening to your shows. I've tracked back to February 2011 and am trying to catch up today.
Today, right.
Thanks for all the knowledge and all the benefits that you are preaching about.
Yeah, and that's nice. And see, I'm where he is because there was a period of my life where the acquisition of strength was my only concern. And then I realized that I was actually destroying my body. And when you get to that certain age, some of it's 40, some of it's 50, you think to yourself, you know, I do want to be strong, but I don't want to end up like dying young or being sick
mm-hmm.
or causing my own demise. When you're young, I remember being a kid and saying, you know, live fast and leave an attractive corpse. I used to say that, like live a hard, fast.
You said that?
Yeah. I'm going to live fast and I'm going to leave an attractive corpse. So you die young, in other words. You know, I mm-hmm. had that Jimmy Dean-esque fatality mystique about me. But then I turned like 40 and I was dying and I was going, wait a minute. That was all nonsense. I really didn't mean that. I take it back. I want to live, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And that's what happens to a lot of people. And all of a sudden, the acquisition of strength or a certain physique becomes secondary to how you feel and how long you can live.
Mm-hmm.
So I applaud him for putting that up there. That's very nice. Do you have anything else that was on Facebook?
Well, you know, we were talking about school lunches and kids earlier. John Parker, who has been listening to the show for a long time, he posted something on Facebook the other day that I just wanted to read because it really caught my eye.
Right.
He said he just overheard his kids talking to each other about why they don't eat the food at the school cafeteria. And how they tell their friends it's not real food.
I love it.
To read the ingredients. And then he said a quote from his 14-year-old to one of his friends about her PB&J sandwich. It's not food. It may look like it, but it's just a bunch of chemicals that taste good. Read the labels. That's the 14-year-old.
And see, this is a perfect example.
Mm-hmm.
This is a perfect example that you have greater influence on your children.
Yes.
Parents are all going, well, the schools need to teach our kids how to eat. The schools need to do this. The schools need, you know what? The schools can't do it because the schools could sit there and tell them all day long to do things. If the schools tell them, hey, kids, don't smoke, but the parents smoke, there's a high probability that child, when becomes 13, 14 years old, will start experimenting with smoking cigarettes. So this is a perfect example. It starts in the home. If you can't do this for yourself, do it for your kids.
Well, there's something wrong with the school that thinks chicken McNuggets are healthy.
Yeah, I know.
I mean,
but don't forget, the school is being told by government agencies that those are the things that children should eat. Think about that.
And as Tom Vilsack said, we will eat what the government tells us to eat.
That's right. That's right. I want to give out some shout outs to people who all rated the show and commented. And I don't have the time to read all of these comments. And most of these comments were very, very positive. There was one that I'd like to mention also that had some criticisms of the show. But first of all, to Patrick Warity, I hope I'm pronouncing that right, T.Will7, Sarah Woodward, nicknames in iTunes are hard to get. So he created that as his nickname. Nicknames in iTunes are hard to get. Thank you for your comment. Guinness, so good for you. That has to be somebody from the UK because Guinness is a great stout. I love Guinness. David Bolin. He said, this podcast has brought so many interesting things to light. It's priceless to me. Thank you very much, David. Dan Good Life, Tiki Kimball, Twin Chaos, St. Louis 76, David Barker. I've got to read David Barker's. He had some criticisms of me. He says that when I start ranting, I lose sight of the facts. I get my facts wrong once I start ranting. So be cautious, he said to people who listen, that when I start ranting, and I gotta be honest. Sometimes I think I do. Sometimes when I start ranting and my emotions take over, mm-hmm. that my mouth starts talking faster than my brain is processing the thoughts. Cause I have caught myself after a show and gone, gee, I don't think I was right about that when I said it. But you know what? It was in the spirit of the rant. And I have actually thought about slowing down my rants for that reason. I think I might be more impactful mm-hmm. and more meaningful if I turn down the emotion and turn up the intellect a little bit. So I appreciate that comment, and he may have a point there. MDUCH24, I don't know if that's MDUCH24. Easy I for free. Or S-O, it's ESOYIFOREE. Let's see here. Bob Concolino, Stefan RS, Rad Fox, Dylan SZZZ, Sunstoned. All of these people posted really, really nice things, about the show. We actually have to take a break. When we come back, we're going to pick it up with listener appreciation because we've got lots of other comments that I want to read. Very, very positive. Some people put so much thought into the comments that they put on Facebook that it would be very poor of me to ignore them, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So you're listening to Casual Friday. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your questions. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn. Teach. Lead.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finest supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
Thousands of Superhuman Radio listeners already know how well GLC 2000 works at repairing joints and cartilage, and it's the best price on the market, milligram for milligram. Now GLC Direct is offering a special that my listeners can take advantage of. Buy one, get one free of any GLC 2000 product. That's right. Buy one of your favorite GLC 2000 products and get one free. Capsules or raw powder. Just mention Superhuman Radio and buy one, get one free today. Call 866-452-3444.
4473 or click the GLC banner ad on superhumanradio.com. Offer limited to one per household.
Testosterone is the king of anabolic hormones, and Test Charge is unlike any testosterone amplifier you have ever tried, because only Test Charge has taxadrol, a substance that grows in only one place in the world and is only found in Test Charge. Test Charge will jack your testosterone levels like illegal agents, but rest assured, there are no banned substances in Test Charge. Test Charge is the secret weapon used by IFBB legend Flex Wheeler. And now you can join the pro ranks. Go to AAEFX.com to learn more about where you can find Test Charge today.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. Wisechoicemedicine.net. CanSee eye drops. The name says it all.
That's the sound of 37 dumbbells. That's a lot of weight and a lot of wasted space when you can get the same thing done with just one set of power blocks. The new, quieter, urethane series power blocks with FlexPin technology are the heaviest and easiest to use quick change dumbbells on the market. Starting at just $149 a pair, power blocks can grow as your strength grows, all the way up to 130 pounds per dumbbell. Imagine a whole rack of dumbbells in the space of just one pair with power blocks. Go to powerblock.com today or call 800-651-1937. Power Block, the world's best dumbbell.
Get stronger. Feel younger. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back. It's Superhuman Radio.
You seem so serious.
I'm taking the advice of our listeners. I'm going to start droning. I don't understand this government.
You know, we're talking about listener appreciation, and we really need to give a shout out to a lot of the people who on a routine basis help us out at the show.
Yeah, they supply us with lots of content. They spend a lot of time on our Facebook page posting stuff. The Supreme Radio Facebook page, which is just my Facebook page, and I do have to transition it over. You could spend weeks trying to find all this information yourself. Well, you just go to my Facebook page. Everybody else posts everything there.
Yeah. Dr. Peter Rouse.
Yeah, of course.
Nick Guggs. Dr. Andro. David Wilson. Johan.
Johan Otterstrom. Yeah, man. And the guy he looks amazing. Have you seen some of his new pictures?
He looks great.
Damn, he looks superhuman to me.
Gordon Woodward. Carmela Cierzo. Hope I'm not forgetting any of the ones that I already said John Parker, so.
What about Kevin?
Kevin Stevenson.
Kevin Stevenson.
Kevin Wilson.
Kevin Wilson. Yeah.
And Mr. X. We can't forget Mr. X.
Yes, we can't say your name, Mr. X, but you know who you are.
His wife.
Mr. X and Mrs. X, who Mr. X listens to the show live every day, and because he always emails me and says, ask the guest this question, or there's static on the phone line. I mean, it's like he's like my producer now.
And did you hear Mrs. X? Her mom is now eating paleo.
I know. God bless her.
Isn't that great?
Yeah, and you know what? And she'll live longer for it, too.
Mm-hmm. So that's wonderful. That's awesome.
That's wonderful. I want to go back and read some more of these iTunes statements, because there's some of them are priceless. And again, please, if you have not rated the show on iTunes, please do so. We will do this again in the near future. So if you missed out being called out today, please go to iTunes and rate the show and make a comment, because we're going to do a listen appreciation shows more often. Remember when I said life-changing is the most common theme?
Uh-huh.
Eric Payne posted in January, I've been listening to Carl's voice in my headphones for 2 years. Hey, look, don't complain to me, man. You'll just need to take more aspirin. That's all. Yeah, each show brings to light new topics to think about and implement in some fashion. I personally have implemented some of Carl's topics into my life and improved my overall health for years to come. It's always fresh. There is no BS, and Carl tells the situation like it is. No filters. Great show. Another one that said, changed my life. This is another one. And this was from, it looks like Little Cougs, C-O-U-G-S, I guess like Little Cougar.
changed my life is the thing. It says, I am healthier, stronger, and more informed because of Carl and his guests. You need to listen to Superhuman Radio. Thank you, Carl. And thank you very much for commenting, Little Coogs. Another one, wonderful, life-changing show. This is from EXC, it looks like M-O-R-T-I-C-E. There are a few shows that try to seek the truth of any subject. There are even fewer shows that admit it, that they are wrong, and then seek to find the right information. There are even fewer shows that try to teach how to be healthy and live a stronger, longer, full life. I'm sorry if I'm butchering this, but the print didn't come out right. The way it's meant to be. Well, this is one of those shows. You might not always like the information you hear, depending on what your own thoughts are. But the information on here is backed by something. Most of it is solid research studies and multiple people with similar experiences. This show sparked a change in my life, allowed me to find other ways of going through my own challenges to put me on the right path to reach my goals. Doing so, I've been able to bring up other topics to people and have helped them. Just a small example is a coworker that was struggling with sleep. One episode of Superhuman Radio showed that they were talking about cortisol levels and the effects on the body. One item, the inability to sleep, and he pointed this out, or she pointed this out to their coworker. And sure enough, the coworker is now sleeping better and sums up the post. Sometimes the simple things can change your life or help someone else. This show is one of those shows. What a wonderful, I mean, a lot of thought went into that post.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, and thank you very much for taking the time to post that, because hopefully other people will read that and start listening to the show as well.
Yes.
You have something you want to add to this, Miss Elisa?
Oh, well, we forgot to mention Kevin Johnson.
Ah, yes, of course. Yes.
Also, Joe Fat Then Fit Now, he's mm-hmm. been on the show, right?
I think so. I'm not sure.
Yes, he did. He says, I still get feedback from the interview I did on your show concerning childhood obesity.
Oh, yeah, of course. That's right. He wrote the book. He wrote a book about it or something. He even mm-hmm. has a website for
just
it.
Just wanted to share with you that I finally finished writing my first novel. It's available in ebook form for the Kindle at Amazon. And then he also has a paperback book that you can get, and it's createspace.com/366-8641. It's a book that he just wrote about.
What's the title of the book? Does he have it there, or he didn't put it?
He didn't put the name of the book down.
Send us the title of the book, and we'll plug it on the air. Send us the title of the book.
There was a question here from Manny Gomez. He wanted to know if there's a discount code for Quest Bars.
No, there's not, but I would be glad to ask Tom Bilyeu. Maybe they'll run one for a short period of time. They're wonderful people over there at Quest. I've never met a group of people. You know, it's like they are like the Apple computers, or name a company that was like the Southwest Airlines of the protein bar industry.
They're great.
I mean, the greatest people to work with. They have greater they treat everybody with respect. You almost feel like doing business with them is like such a privilege. You know, they're just a wonderful corporate culture. So, yeah, wonderful people. I'll find out if we can do a coupon code. I don't know if we can or not, because they give away free bars a lot of times, and that eats up a lot of the advertising dollars. I know that.
Right.
I mean, a lot of companies are not willing to do that.
I know.
Because let's face it, a lot of products suck, and if you taste it without buying it the first time, they won't sell you anything.
Well, they have confidence in the bars, and they very well should have.
We have to take another commercial break, believe it or not. We've been going a little long here. So let's take a commercial break. When we come back, we're going to pick it up with more listener appreciation. Stay tuned. You may hear your name. We'll be right back. Sissies may want to stop listening now. Super DMZ is the most powerful legal compound available on the market today, bar none. Super DMZ will give you lean muscle and strength gains at comparable rates to the anabolic steroid Dianabol, with none of the water retention or bloat. Super DMZ contains Superdrol dimethazine, not to be confused with other Superdrol knockoffs. Get Super DMZ while supplies last at ironmaglabs.com. Don't wait too long, because Super DMZ is sure to be added to the government ban list. Go to ironmaglabs.com.
IronMagLabs.com today. 6-Oxo is back thanks to Iron Mag Lab, the gold standard for testosterone boosting and estrogen reduction that all other over-the-counter aromatase inhibitors are compared to, is 6-Oxo progesterone. 6-Oxo is the active ingredient in the new E-Control RX from Iron Mag Labs. Iron Mag Labs has resurrected the beast that has been clinically shown to raise free testosterone by as much as 226%. As men age, estrogen rises and testosterone drops. E-Control RX can help reverse this from happening. E-Control RX is suitable for post-cycle therapy to jumpstart natural testosterone production. Get E-Control RX today. Go to IronMagLabs.com today. No other peptide supplier has a more complete offering than Southern Research Companies. And no other peptide supplier can boast that all their research peptides are manufactured inside the United States in Tier 1 labs. Whether you're looking for IGF-1 Long R3, GHRP6, GHRP2, Melanotan 2, Mechanical Growth Factor, or PT-141, or hard-to-find peptides like Triptorelin or Follistatin, you'll find them at Southern Research Companies. Free shipping on orders over $150. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Southern Research banner ad today and do business with the most trusted name in research peptides, Southern Research Company.
From the most advanced supplement company on the planet, Primordial Performance, comes the new Andro series. Andro Lean is a thermogenic aid that will promote lipolysis and incinerate body fat. Andro Mass creates explosive gains and is highly anabolic. Andro Hard will turn your muscles into granite hard stone while increasing sex drive and maximizing strength. The Andro series represents the most advanced delivery systems available anywhere. These are non-methylated and completely liver safe and non-toxic. Buy one or stack all of the new Andro series products today at primordialperformance.com.
If you're like me, you avoid the insulin spike from eating pasta, but not anymore. Miracle Noodle is the world's first no-calorie, no-carbohydrate noodle. You heard me right. Now you can enjoy pasta dishes and stay on your low-carb diet. They have fettuccine, linguine, rigatoni, and more. Even angel hair pasta is now a no-calorie, no-carb food. And Miracle Noodle tastes great. So go to superhumanradio.com today and click the Miracle Noodle banner ad to learn more about how you can start enjoying pasta again, even when you're dieting. Find your Miracle Noodle at superhumanradio.com today.
Orbit Nutrition carries over 1,000 of the hottest nutritional supplements, performance enhancers, and nutraceuticals on the planet. And now Superhuman Radio listeners get an additional 5% off their everyday low prices by using the coupon code SHR5. That's SHR and the number 5. Choose from products like Quest Protein Bars, iForce Nutrition, Iron Mag Labs, and more. Check out Orbit's daily deals for special insane blowout prices. Log on to the Orbit Nutrition Forum and get feedback about the products you're shopping for and get an additional 5% off using the coupon code SHR5. Orbit Nutrition. Fast, reliable, competitive, international. Why shop anywhere else?
Build muscle, burn fat. It's Superhuman Radio.
I like this cut. Okay. Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. It's a love fest here. We are loving the listeners today, and we can't love you all, but those of you who we are loving today, we love you long time, Joe.
Well, we love them all. We just don't have time to mention them all.
Yeah, that's what I mean. I can't mention them all. That's what I really meant. You know, I feel bad because, like, I'm reading some of these and I'm thinking, gee, but what about this one and what about that one? So many people posted wonderful things about the show on iTunes. I'm telling you, it really made me feel a sense of gratification that if I checked out tomorrow, I left some small footprint on this world. Really, I really mean that.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm reading the ones that it was obvious that a lot of thought was put into it, but that does not discredit or ignore those of you who just put, this is the greatest podcast, I listen to it all the time. And thank you from the bottom of my heart, because we are maybe going to get some of the respect we deserve on iTunes eventually, as long as we keep this mission up of posting and commenting on iTunes about the show. So please keep it up. Those of you who have not, please do it. You have something you want to say, or you want me to?
There was a question on Facebook. Do you
okay.
want me to read that?
Yeah,
to
please,
you?
Please.
It was from Joseph Hodgson.
Okay.
Hodgson. I know you've talked about the importance of eliminating wheat and grains out of the diet. Where does Ezekiel bread fall into play? Only to be consumed lightly, question mark, or not at all?
I would say that if you are going to consume a grain-based product, Ezekiel bread is better because it is a sprouted. It's a grain. Grain is a seed. Let's be clear about something. When you eat grain, you're eating a seed. It would be like picking up. It would be like going to Burpees. What is that? What's the name of that company that sells seeds? Is it Burpees?
There's a Burpees and a Gurney's.
Okay. If you would be like ordering magnolia seeds on Burpees and eating them. That's what grain is. Okay. So seeds are designed to become plants. And so sprouting them is a better alternative than just eating them while they're still seeds because they change. They're not seeds anymore once they sprout. Mm-hmm. And so, and if you look back in history, thousands of years ago, sprouted grains are what were used to produce bread. Mm-hmm. Because it was too hard to mill. They found out that if you let things sprout, they kind of got soft and you could mush them easier and you could work with them easier. So I would say if you're going to eat a grain-based product, that a sprouted grain bread like
Ezekiel
is a better choice, and you do have that once in a while in the morning, don't you?
I do once in a while for my carb. I don't get very many carbs in a day right now, but
pre-workout you use
pre-workout,
right?
Yes. Trader Joe's makes one as well that's pretty good.
I got to tell you what I've been using pre-workout because I've been using some IGF-1 before workout, and as we know, IGF-1 mimics insulin, so if there is sugar in the bloodstream, it'll clear it out pretty quickly. So you don't want to be hypoglycemic during your workout.
Mm-hmm.
Well, my farmer, our farmer, Jay, sold us a jar of sorghum during the summer. Remember that?
Uh-huh.
And I ran out of honey one day. And I thought, you know, I'm going to try this sorghum. And, God, I love it. I mean, it's sugar.
Do you get an insulin spike from it?
Yes, of course. But
do you crash from it?
No, because of the IGF-1. No, you don't crash from it. I just have like one big heaping tablespoon, which is probably about 20 to 30 grams of sugar.
Oh.
But it's like honey. It's a sap-based product that they boil. I guess it's more like maple syrup, I guess, than honey.
Oh, okay.
Okay, it's like a maple syrup. Mm-hmm. It tastes sappy. It has almost a sulfur-type flavor, but it's sweet.
Mm-hmm.
And it's really enjoyable. And I've been trying that for my pre-workout with my protein drink, a big tablespoon of sorghum, right after my 150 micrograms of IGF-1.
Interesting.
And I don't have any sense of hypoglycemia during my workout, and I don't crash after my workout, and I feel great. So I just thought that was interesting. You know, experimenting with different things once in a while. Uh-huh. I have to recognize somebody. We're running towards the end of the first hour, and we have to get Jack Abramoff on because he's a busy guy. I have to also acknowledge a young lady whose screen name on iTunes is Amy USAF, which I have to believe is U.S. Air Force. So she's in the Air Force. And she said, best one-stop shop for fitness, nutrition, truths. And she put truths in caps. And it's a very, very long. She put a lot of, first of all, not only did she put a lot of stuff into this, but she paid such homage to me. I mean, she's listened to the show for a long time, obviously, and very closely, because she even said that I'm just a regular guy, who, you know, got myself into peak health and physical form after both an adolescence of obesity and old fat. I mean, she remembers me talking about me being a fat kid too, obviously, which I don't talk all the time about.
Mm-hmm.
But she goes on to say that you'd have to listen to 10 other podcasts about health, nutrition, bodybuilding, and fitness to get the information you get from Superhuman Radio by itself. Carl Lenore is not a doctor. He's not a coach. He's a regular guy who has gotten himself into peak health and physical form after an adolescence of obesity, the old-fashioned way, with adherence to effective, demanding training protocols, and best of all, a diet of real, whole, unprocessed foods. And she goes on to talk about the wonderful guests that we have on the show, about how I rail against the federal government. I mean, it's a wonderful post. I can't thank you enough, Amy, whoever you are, for taking the time to write that. It was really, really very thoughtful of you. And again, to everybody out there that has posted on iTunes, but please keep it up. Let's not stop the momentum. We've got some momentum. Let the people at iTunes know that, you know, these people out there who are promoting healthy whole grains as the answer to life, are wrong. They are just repeating. They're just parroting, as Amy puts in her post here, the dogma out there that's being promoted by the mainstream dietitians and is the reason that everybody is fat and sick today.
Mm-hmm.
And people keep going, but I eat healthy. According to the government, they're eating healthy. Well, I eat healthy, and look, I can't lose any weight. And that's because the government doesn't give a damn about your health. They just need you to eat that corn and soy and grain so they can get their investment back. So, like Amy says, you know, wake up. Okay. We've got a couple minutes left in the show before we get Jack Abramoff on. Do we want to talk about, is there anything we missed?
No, I'm finished. That was everything for me.
Aw. Okay. Well, I guess then with that, we should probably take our commercial break and get on to the really, really important subject today, and that is the corruption on Capitol Hill. This is going to be a very, very honest dialogue with Jack Abramoff, and I hope that it's a refreshing one. For those of you who have heard him on other shows recently, I hope that we bring something very, very new to the party. Stay tuned. We'll be right back with more Superhuman Radio.
Listeners already know how well GLC 2000 works at repairing joints and cartilage, and it's the best price on the market, milligram for milligram. Now GLC Direct is offering a special that my listeners can take advantage of. Buy one, get one free of any GLC 2000 product. That's right, buy one of your favorite GLC 2000 products and get one free. Capsules or raw powder. Just mention Superhuman Radio and buy one, get one free today. Call 866-452-3473 or click the GLC banner ad on superhumanradio.com. Offer limited to one per household.
If you're like me, you avoid the insulin spike from eating pasta, but not anymore. Miracle Noodle is the world's first no-calorie, no-carbohydrate noodle. You heard me right. Now you can enjoy pasta dishes and stay on your low-carb diet. They have fettuccine, linguine, rigatoni, and more. Even angel hair pasta is now a no-calorie, no-carb food. And Miracle Noodle tastes great. So go to superhumanradio.com today and click the Miracle Noodle banner ad to learn more about how you can start enjoying pasta again, even when you're dieting. Find your Miracle Noodle at superhumanradio.com today.
When you take real performance-enhancing supplements, your body is placed under a lot of stress. Your organs need support. If you had to take a supplement for each of the potential side effects, estrogen conversion, blood pressure, liver protection, cholesterol control, water retention, androgen receptor upregulation, kidney function, and much more, you'd have to break the bank just to pay for it all. That's until Need to Build Muscle's N2 Guard. N2 Guard does all of this and more. It's the only real cycle support supplement that you'll ever need. Look, if your organs are important to you, buy N2 Guard today at needtobuildmuscle.com.
That's the sound of 37 dumbbells. That's a lot of weight and a lot of wasted space when you can get the same thing done with just one set of power blocks. The new, quieter, urethane series power blocks with FlexPin technology are the heaviest and easiest to use quick-change dumbbells on the market.
Starting at just $149 a pair, Power Blocks can grow as your strength grows, all the way up to 130 pounds per dumbbell. Imagine a whole rack of dumbbells in the space of just one pair with Power Blocks. Go to powerblock.com today or call 800-651-1937. Power Block, the world's best dumbbell.
I have never endorsed a training guide before The Blueprint by Rob Regish. The Blueprint combines the best techniques for building muscle and gaining strength with the best tips on supplementation and nutrition. Everyone who has used The Blueprint has surpassed their expectations in muscular gains in record time. You'll learn how to break through any plateau, how to make gains from every single workout, and all for the price of a single supplement purchase. Get your copy of The Blueprint today by going to superhumanradio.com and clicking the Blueprint banner ad. Order today and get copies of both The Blueprint 2.0 and 3.0, plus ongoing support on The Blueprint forum to ensure your success.
No other peptide supplier has a more complete offering than Southern Research Companies, and no other peptide supplier can boast that all their research peptides are manufactured inside the United States in Tier 1 labs. Whether you're looking for IGF-1 Long R3, GHRP6, GHRP2, Melanotan 2, Mechano Growth Factor, or PT-141, or hard-to-find peptides like Triptorelin or Follistatin, you'll find them at Southern Research Companies. Free shipping on orders over $150. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Southern Research banner ad today and do business with the most trusted name in research peptides, Southern Research Companies.
You're listening to the Superhuman Channel. Don't hate us because we feel good.
The sight of lobbyist Jack Abramoff emerging from court this January sent shivers down the spines of Washington's most influential power brokers. Abramoff has pleaded guilty to conspiracy to commit fraud and to bribe public officials. And in his plea bargain with the Justice Department, he has agreed to reveal all.
That was quite a few years ago, wasn't it, Jack?
Yes, indeed.
And thank God that's behind you now. Yeah. I want to welcome Jack Abramoff to the show. I also want to say something, kind of set the stage a little bit for this interview. I didn't know much about you, Jack, because I'm not very involved in politics, but I did see the movie Casino Jack when it came out with Kevin Spacey. I think Kevin Spacey is a fantastic actor, and I applaud whoever chose him to play you, because you're both very handsome guys. With that being said, I came away from that movie not feeling the way a lot of other people felt, not despising you, not thinking that you were the devil, but instead seeing you as a person who capitalized on a corrupt and broken system that was there before you and that is there now since you're gone. Your only sin may have been that you did it so much better than anyone else.
Well, thanks, Carl, but I guess to some degree it's true, but I don't want to mitigate and I don't like to reduce my responsibilities and involvement. I was willingly there. Nobody had a gun to my head, but unfortunately the system is still there, and some say is worse. I say it's consistently bad, like it's always been.
And that's part of my concern, Jack. You know what? I want to talk to you in a moment about how these dealings actually occur so that we can better understand, you know, the whole lobbying process. But I don't know that I share the optimism that change is possible simply because, history shows that these problems have always existed. Go back to the Tudor dynasty, for instance, or beyond that. And the governments have always exploited their power, exploited the people. That hasn't changed. It's just gotten worse. The thing that really has changed is there's a blurring now. There used to be a blurring between church and state, and now there's a blurring between industry and state. That's the only difference that I see now. But I don't know that I really believe that it can change, but I do have some opinions on what can change.
Well, I think that there's no question that fundamentally people are people, and you're going to always have people who are going to try to rig systems, and the government is the ultimate system to rig. Getting control of the power of the state and using it in your behalf is that's the ultimate way to do it. You're always going to have that. The question for those who want to reform the system is, are you willing to play for life here? Are you willing to stay at this for good, because it's not going to be something that is ever solved. It's just merely a series of chess game steps, and how do we stay ahead of the guys who are using the system and not behind them?
I like to use the analogy of keeping a manicured lawn. Weeds will always, de-weeding your lawn one time doesn't mean that they'll never come back. You've got to stay at it. You've got to pluck them early on, because once one weed pops up, it's almost like the other weeds go, hey, he's not paying attention to us, so let's start growing. And I think that's how the corruption occurs, and you're right. It's not something that you fix once and walk away. It's something that has to be maintained continuously. My own, I guess, less than optimistic attitude is that while lots of guys go to the Hill well-meaning, wanting to affect change, once they become indoctrinated, it seems impossible to make any changes. Is that true, Jack, or is everybody corrupt that goes into politics?
Well, I don't want to make you more cynical, but I don't think it takes until they're indoctrinated. I think what happens virtually upon arrival, new members of Congress are put into a system by their leadership, by the way, which ultimately will indeed lead to them participating in what we would call corruption, what unfortunately they don't call corruption, and by the way, that I didn't call corruption when I was in the middle of it. In the morass of Washington, in the sewer, nobody smells the defecation.
Yeah.
Very,
very good analogy. And let's face it, this is how government works. And if you take a job and you go to work and they say, look, everybody here sits on the opposite side of the desk, you sit on the opposite side of the desk because that's the corporate culture. And the corporate culture on Capitol Hill is corruption. There's no doubt about it. So let's talk about lobbying. Lobbying has been around since the 1800s. In fact, it got its name because typically people who wanted to gain the ear of politicians would wait in the lobbies of hotels for them to come down, correct?
Right. Actually, the hotels, the Willard Hotel, where President Grant used to sit to go have a bourbon and scotch and whatnot, and people would come up and beg him for things and ask him for things, and that's one of the places people believe the name came from.
Yeah. Okay. So, but lobbying is a good thing, really. It's not a bad thing. It's just a bad thing when people use it the wrong way, right?
Absolutely. I mean, we have the right to petition our government in our Constitution. It's an important right that people did not have in Europe, the founders of the country fled from, and it is ensconced in our Constitution. Now, the problem is when money gets mixed in and gratuity, it becomes a sullied right. And there are many people doing it right, but there are unfortunately plenty who are not.
So how does this happen? Like, for instance, the things that we focus on this show are related to health and longevity. And lots of the things that I rail about quite often are the government interventions that affect our ability to both obtain healthy food and, on the other hand, force us to eat foods that cause chronic disease because the government has an investment in these crops, and we have to eat these crops for them to get their investment back, their subsidized crops. So you take a company like Monsanto, for instance, okay? They hire a lobbying firm. They say, look, we want to increase the number of genetically modified crops that this administration will approve, which, by the way, this current administration has currently approved more genetically modified crops in its brief 4 years than the past 21 years. The lobbyist goes where? Does he go right to the president's office? Do you start with where do you start in these sort of things?
Well, no. Most lobbyists, there's obviously the administration headed by the president, which is the executive branch, and they have control over regulation. But a lot of these things start at a statutory level, at the law, getting a law made, or stopping a law from being made, and that's at the congressional level. So lobbyists primarily work on Congress and on Capitol Hill.
Okay. All right. With that, now, so you walk in and you sit down with a representative, and does a lobbyist try to articulate an intelligent argument and say, look, this is why this is good for the country? Or is it just more blatant than that? Like, look, you know what? We really need you to pass this law. And the representative doesn't even understand the logic behind it.
Well, it's the whole interaction is much more subtle at the higher levels of lobbying. And when I say higher, I mean the people who are really the powerhouses in lobbying. There are plenty of lobbyists who get appointments to go in, generally to see congressional staff, by the way. To see the member is more difficult. And the staff will usually be assigned to different issues. So they would go in to see the staffer, let's just say, on this issue, and they would sit with them and go through with them the science and the politics and all the rest of it, why what they're asking for makes sense. And the staff generally is going to have to understand this if they're going to have to bring it as a recommendation to the boss. That's one way. Then there's the other way. If you are politically juiced, you're somebody who's raised a lot of money for this congressman, you're somebody who's politically important to them, you're somebody who wines them and dines them and takes them to the ball games, you're going to find them on the golf course. You're not going to necessarily find them in the office, or you'll find them at the stadium, or wherever you're going to find them. And then you pull them aside and you say, listen, I'm working on this issue, and this is real important, a very big client of mine, and here are the basics of it, 1, 2, 3, and I really need you to be there with me. Now, most of these members of Congress who are, frankly, beholden to these folks because of the kind of gratuities that they're getting, and they will insist to their dying day, by the way, and they will swear on a stack of Bibles that they are not influenced and they don't sell their votes for small amounts like a ticket to a ball game, but it's a cumulative effect. And what happens is these lobbyists are then able to get the assent of the congressman and then work backwards to the staff, where the staff, in essence, is now looking for the reasons to do this versus not do this. And it's a completely different process.
Very, very interesting. We talk about corruption on Capitol Hill, and we understand that at the root of all corruption is monetary gain. Is corruption simply, I'm going to pay for your trip to Hawaii and your golf outing for you, your staff, and their family to gain favor on this issue? Or is there actually, you know, money that changes hands?
Well, there is money, but it's called campaign contributions. Ah. What they've done is they've made bribery polite. Okay, in the old days, you'd walk into a congressman's office. I'll give you an example. Lyndon Johnson used to have a shoebox. You'd have to come in and you'd have to put X amount of tens of grand in cash into the shoebox. And then if you did, he'd talk to you. If you didn't, he'd be waiting. And it was much more in the open. Now what they've done is instead of, say, coming in and giving $100 bills to Lyndon Johnson, you'll come in and give 10 $1,000 contributions to Congressman Johnson, whoever he may be, and that's all legal and proper, and nobody thinks that's corrupt, and nobody thinks it's bribery, but what else is it?
No, you're absolutely right, Jack. This is going to be a very intriguing conversation. We have to take a commercial break. I've got so much to ask you. I'm so fortunate to have you on the show, I have to tell you. And we're also fortunate that you've had this change of heart, because I think that you actually can help affect change in this country. How much that change can be, we're going to talk about later in the show. We're talking with Jack Abramoff. He's got an amazing book that you must read. I don't care if you are politically influenced or not. You have to understand what is going on at the government level. It's called Capital Punishment, and you can get it by going to his website, Abramoff, Abramoff.com. Stay tuned. We'll be right back with more Superhuman Radio. When you take real performance-enhancing supplements, your body is placed under a lot of stress. Your organs need support. If you had to take a supplement for each of the potential side effects, estrogen conversion, blood pressure, liver protection, cholesterol control, water retention, androgen receptor upregulation, kidney function, and much more, you'd have to break the bank just to pay for it all. That's until Need to Build Muscles N2 Guard. N2 Guard does all of this and more. It's the only real cycle support supplement that you'll ever need. Look, if your organs are important to you, buy N2 Guard today at NeedToBuildMuscle.com.
No two amino acids have been studied more than creatine and beta-alanine, and no two amino acids have been shown to independently improve athletic performance better than creatine and beta-alanine. When you join these two ergogenic powerhouses together, you get unparalleled results. And when you bypass the stomach and deliver them right to the bloodstream, you get the best single legal performance-enhancing product bar none. Save 50% off your initial order by using the coupon code CB50. That's CB50. Go to ageforce.com today.
Thousands of Superhuman Radio listeners already know how well GLC 2000 works at repairing joints and cartilage, and it's the best price on the market, milligram for milligram.
Now GLC Direct is offering a special that my listeners can take advantage of. Buy one, get one free of any GLC 2000 product. That's right. Buy one of your favorite GLC 2000 products and get one free. Capsules or raw powder. Just mention Superhuman Radio and buy one, get one free today. Call 866-452-3473 or click the GLC banner ad on superhumanradio.com. Offer limited to one per household.
If you want to be superhuman, you can't eat junk. Finally, there's a protein bar that isn't just candy in disguise. Quest protein bars have 20 grams of protein, 4 to 5 grams of non-fiber carbs, and the only bars on the market with no sugar or sugar alcohols. I've never promoted a protein bar before, but these are delicious and unlike any other protein bars you've ever tried before. They're so good that Quest Nutrition is giving away 2 free bars to all my listeners, even free shipping. Go to superhumanradio.com right now and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to try them today.
If you're like me, you avoid the insulin spike from eating pasta, but not anymore. Miracle Noodle is the world's first no-calorie, no-carbohydrate noodle. You heard me right. Now you can enjoy pasta dishes and stay on your low-carb diet. They have fettuccine, linguine, rigatoni, and more. Even angel hair pasta is now a no-calorie, no-carb food. And Miracle Noodle tastes great. So go to superhumanradio.com today and click the Miracle Noodle banner ad to learn more about how you can start enjoying pasta again, even when you're dieting. Find your Miracle Noodle at superhumanradio.com today.
Sissies may want to stop listening now. Super DMZ is the most powerful legal compound available on the market today, bar none. Super DMZ will give you lean muscle and strength gains at comparable rates to the anabolic steroid Dianabol with none of the water retention or bloat. Super DMZ contains Superdrol dimethazine, not to be confused with other Superdrol knockoffs. Get Super DMZ while supplies last at ironmaglabs.com. Don't wait too long because Super DMZ is sure to be added to the government ban list. Go to ironmaglabs.com today.
Listen strong. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. We're talking with Jack Abramoff, at one time one of the most powerful lobbyists in Washington, D.C. But he is a fallen angel now. And quite frankly, I have to say, and I know that I'm saying this, okay, Jack, and I know that you have done a lot of mea culpas and that you take this very seriously. So I don't want to put words in anybody's mouth, but I want to say that I think that that when you went down, while a lot of people shook in their boots, they actually thought this may be a good thing because we'll make it look like this is the most corrupt guy around, and now he's gone, so everything is back to normal.
Yeah, I think unfortunately that's exactly what they did do, and frankly, to some degree, they got away with it for a few years there still.
Yeah, because it seems like one of the things that you talk about is something that I've talked about for 7 years on this show now. And that is this revolving door between government agencies and the companies and industries they produce oversight for. So, like, for instance, we have guys and gals at the FDA who do certain things in favor of their clients. And the FDA has nothing to do with protecting people. Their clients are the food and drug companies. And then eventually they go to work for those companies. And they use their government-appointed jobs as a springboard to propel their careers. And I know that you've talked about this too, that you want to see this revolving door in government shut down. But is it a realistic request? Because let's face it, the fox not only is guarding the hen house, but is the one who built the hen house, and you are now asking the fox to evacuate all of the benefits of building that hen house. Why would the fox do that?
Well, the only way to get real change, in my view, is you've got to force their face right into it, politically. What's going to have to happen, and what I'm working with the various reform groups in doing, and I've actually joined one of the reform groups called United Republic as a senior fellow, that are committed to a coalition of the right, the left, and the middle. Until we come up with, and I think we're close to it, bills that the right, the left, and the middle are going to support, we're not going to get anywhere. So the left has certain things they want to do, and the right has certain things that you know, we want to do, and meanwhile, nothing gets done. Okay, so what I've tried to counsel is, let's go after a few things that we agree on, by the way, including shutting the revolving door permanently, all right, and let's create the language, the legislative language. Then let us go and take a page out of the playbook of Americans for Tax Reform with their famous pledge on taxes, and have a specific pledge that members of Congress and candidates for Congress will sign at the behest of their constituents, to the effect that they will sign on to this specific legislation within 30 days of the opening of the Congress, and they will vote for it without amendment through.
So right? I got you now. So in other words, that's beautiful. Now I'm thinking, how are you going to do it? But I see. So in other words, it's almost in effect, if they get the vote for office, if they get the office, they've already agreed that they have to do this upon taking office.
Right. And if they don't do it, and there will be some who don't do it, and there will be some who don't sign. And those folks on the right and on the left together have got to be targeted and defeated. And then let's say a dozen of these folks go down. The way Capitol Hill thinks is as follows. The number one priority, the most important thing in their life, is not upholding the Constitution or their oath of office or anything like that. It's getting reelected. And yeah. If they see that is a problem, they're going to pay attention.
Very, very interesting. Now, okay, so now let's talk about a different aspect. That I've been saying for 7 years on this show that the power is in the base of the pyramid. And what I mean by that is the people. We have a lot more power than we think we do. The problem is that we are rallied and organized when it's time to vote, and then we are then disenfranchised for years again until it comes time to vote again. People only mobilize their opinions during the voting periods, and then again we go back to our rat on a wheel type lifestyles. Are there things that people can do? For instance, there is clearly a blurring of the line between this current administration and Monsanto. You've got Tom Vilsack, who is the Secretary of Agriculture, who is using Monsanto's private jet to fly around when he was campaigning. You've got the current guy in charge of Taylor, I want to say Michael Taylor, who's in charge of the Food and Drug Administration, was either with Monsanto. Yes, he was with Monsanto originally. You have these incestuous relationships. Can't we as people take some sort of action in the judicial system for these types of things? Like Vilsack, the fact that he used the Monsanto jet, don't we have any recourse, or do governments have sovereign immunity where we can't go after them for things like this?
Well, I don't know the precise details of how he structured doing what he did, so I don't want to say that he's necessarily broken the law. But the laws are set up in a way that basically, unless you're a knucklehead like I was, you don't break the law.
Right.
Okay, because they're set up in a way that utter contemptible corruption is completely legal. That's why the only solution here is to go in there hard with legislation that is going to be draconian to change these laws.
How long do you think it would take with the efforts that you are involved with? And let's say the skies open up and the sun shines through and everything goes the way it needs to go. Do you foresee in this lifetime that government can be reformed?
Well, again, as we said at the beginning of the program, it's going to have to be an ongoing process, because every time we do something good, they're going to figure something bad. Okay? So assuming that it's an ongoing process, the first steps in real reform can take place relatively soon. I think that we're going to need a cycle through an election, because we're going to need to show that people who go back on the pledge, hopefully that will be forthcoming soon, are going to be defeated. And until we show that kind of hard political muscle to the folks who are used to these perks, I don't think we're going to get anything. They're going to do what they do now, which is have these feckless, fake reforms that they often do in the face of a scandal like mine was. And they pat each other on the back and they say, gee, look, we did it. But instead, if the reforms are this kind of serious, not drafted by them, drafted from the outside, and they're forced to do it, I think at that point we're going to see some real action. And by the way, the American people aren't really sitting back anymore.
I know.
What's been very interesting is the whole Stock Act. I don't know if you followed that. This whole business about the insider trading, which is, again, one of the more egregious, ridiculous, unbelievable things these guys have a legal way of doing.
Right.
All right. And between the time 60 Minutes exposed this thing so beautifully, Ira Rosen, the producer who actually did my segment, did the next week, did the one on the insider trading. It took less than 3 months for it to go through the U.S. Senate. And that is a big sign of hope for anybody who's interested in reform.
And the internet has a lot to do with that, obviously.
Absolutely.
Because information travels so fast now. Not only information, but you can now organize people with the click of a mouse.
Yep.
You know, so it really makes a difference. Do you think that these petitions make a difference? When you start a petition and you get 300,000 people to sign it, and then someone drives up to Capitol Hill and hands it to some senator or congressperson, do they take that stuff seriously, or do they go, we're going to do what we want to do anyway?
They don't even go, we're going to do what we want to do anyway. They don't take it seriously. It's a joke. It doesn't mean anything, a petition.
Yeah.
These people know their game. Okay, and unless they are basically put into a situation where they're threatened with jail if they break the law or losing their election, they are not going to change. They could be a petition with 300 million signatures,
right,
and they won't change.
And that's what I said at the beginning of the show. Right now, the FDA is trying to dismantle DSHEA, which currently regulates the supplements in the United States. It gives us free access to supplements. And they want to do away with it because the pharmaceutical industry is very, very threatened by the supplement industry. And if anything, they want to partake in the profits of it. And the FDA is trying, it's clear what the FDA is doing. They're trying to hand the supplement industry over to the pharmaceutical industry. And so everybody's getting together and signing these petitions. And I'm saying, you know, I'm a cynic. I don't think it matters. I think that these politicians do what they are going to do, what's in their best interest financially, regardless of what the people want. Because it's been that way since the beginning of time. So you've just punctuated that. Now you invoked the statement about jail time. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you did jail time and,
yep,
and some of the other people that were involved in the process. But not many people really did jail time. I have to believe, that you know where there's a lot more skeletons and you didn't, I mean, cause it's just by the way Casino Jack ended where it had that dual ending where you actually spoke your mind at the end. And I went, oh, my God, did this really happen? Where was I when this happened? And then it switches to where you just silently went off, you know?
Yeah.
It's like, what? I mean, you have to know more. Are they worried about you, Jack?
No. First of all, I participated in every investigation that was conducted. And the people who ran the investigations from the Justice Department, we read in the press, there were almost 2,000 investigations. And I have to tell you, look, these people put me in prison for a long time. They're not exactly the top of my list of folks I would invite over for a holiday party.
Right.
But they were honest. They were very dedicated, honest public servants and very professional. They did not allow politics to get into the consideration, at least at their level, that
right,
they were working. And I believe the problem was, first of all, they went through everybody with a fine-tooth comb that I could tell. Number two, there are issues. There's something called the speech and debate clause, for example, which impedes their ability to examine what members of Congress do. I'll give you an example. If you remember Congressman Bill Jefferson, who's sitting in prison today, he had $90,000 in cash in his freezer, all right, which was given to him as a bribe, a famous story a few years ago. Now, they went and got the cash, and they basically, the cash was marked bills, by the way, and they convicted him, and off he went to a very lengthy jail term. Now, if that cash was in a freezer that was in his office as opposed to his house, he'd be enjoying the cash today.
Are you
That's
kidding?
That's part of the problem. Yes, I'm
these,
serious.
These little loopholes.
It's astonishing. And so there's so many things that need to get fixed, but we have to do it step by step. The first things that have to be done are the things, again, that the right and the left can agree on. And what I believe those are number one, the removal completely from political contributions or gratuities of any financial conveyance from a lobbyist or a special interest, meaning somebody who is lobbying the government or getting grants or loans or programs or whatever it is that the rest of us don't get, they should not be permitted to give a dollar politically, period, or to convey any benefit, airplane use, restaurant use, football games, whatever it is, to a public servant. It is merely a bribe, and that is what's got to be prevented. That's number one. The left and the right agree on that. Number two, that the revolving door has got to be shuttered completely. If you make the choice, which is an admirable choice, by the way, to go serve your country in Congress or work on Capitol Hill, do it. I believe do it, by the way, with term limits. Do it with a limited amount of time because corruption ultimately seeps in to all of them if they stay there long enough. Do it and then go home. Don't enter the influence industry. And I didn't say don't become a lobbyist. Because the way lobbying is defined in this country, I wrote a column about this just 2 weeks ago, because the whole thing with Newt Gingrich,
right.
Is he a lobbyist? Is he not a lobbyist?
Yeah, is he a history teacher?
Is he history? Right, exactly. And I went in and I looked at the law that I actually never looked at, the definition of what a lobbyist is. I just assumed I was a lobbyist. But guess what? I wasn't. I wasn't a lobbyist either. So basically, anyone who wants to get out of being considered a lobbyist has an open loophole to drive a truck through. That has got to be closed. So if you are in public service, you may not cross into the influence industry redefined, however it's got to be redefined. Third thing is that any law they make has got to be applied to them.
Yes.
They can't be making laws for us and not them. And these are things that that we can agree on right now.
And you know which law I want applied to them right away? And I've been talking about this for 7 years. Truth in advertising. If you and I go into the widget business and we say these widgets will last 5 years and they last 3 months, we could go to jail for fraud because we misled the consumer. We took their money for a product. We delivered a product and it wasn't what we promised. Well, when a politician stands up there and says, I will do this. If I'm elected, I will do that. If I'm elected, I will do this. And at the end of the term, he hasn't kept those promises. Then I think that the truth in advertising laws should be used because the consideration in that case, while it's not money, it's my vote. And I'll tell you something, and I know what will happen. People, I've already asked some people who are very politically involved, well, you can't do that because, you know, there are other variables that may have kept that politician from keeping the promise. Well, then they shouldn't have made the promise. Because if I'm in the widget business and I say, well, you know, the problem is it would have lasted 5 years, but my manufacturer screwed up. They would have said, well, you shouldn't have sold it then. And I want to see the truth in advertising laws held to political campaigns. I want to go back and I want to play those tapes over and go, guess what? You lied to us. You need to go to jail. You'll see how fast these guys will stop lying just to get elected.
Well, yeah, I guess so.
I left you speechless. Jack, look, we have to take a commercial break. When we come back, I've got other questions for you. We're talking with Jack Abramoff, and it's quite a pleasure to talk with him. His book is called Capital Punishment, and you can get it by going to his website, which is simply Abramoff, Abramoff.com. Check it out. We'll be right back. It's a passion.
Oh, you can Are your goals longevity, endurance, vitality, or wellness? Well, you'll find everything you're looking for at uscellwellness.com. US Cell Wellness was founded on the belief that total well-being begins at the most basic cellular level. Their natural supplements are designed to work with the body to achieve health and vitality. Their formulas are backed by a team of nutritional researchers, healthcare professionals, and nutritional supplement biochemists. Whether you're concerned for your own wellness or a clinician caring for others, it all starts at uscellwellness.com. Save 20% off your first purchase when you use the coupon code SUPER.
From the most advanced supplement company on the planet, Primordial Performance, comes the new Andro series. Andro Lean is a thermogenic aid that will promote lipolysis and incinerate body fat. Andro Mass creates explosive gains and is highly anabolic. Andro Hard will turn your muscles into granite hard stone while increasing sex drive and maximizing strength. The Andro series represents the most advanced delivery systems available anywhere. These are non-methylated and completely liver safe and non-toxic. Buy one or stack all of the new Andro series products today at primordialperformance.com.
Protein is the building block of muscle. Protein-rich diets have been shown to not only be heart healthy, but also burn body fat through the thermogenic effect of protein in the digestive process. But getting enough protein each day isn't easy. That's why I use True Protein from trueprotein.com. trueprotein.com has an incredible variety of flavors. My favorite is chocolate coconut. And you can even create your own custom
blend. Mix whey, casein, and egg, or throw in a little beef isolate. And you can save 5% off the already low, low price when you use the coupon code SHRADIO. Visit TrueProtein.com today and let them know Carl sent you.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. wisechoicemedicine.net. CanSee eye drops. The name says it all.
Melatonin is the best sleep aid in the world, but it has one flaw, the delivery method. Melatonin tablets are not efficient and can wear off too soon, leaving you wide awake in the middle of the night. Time-release tablets make you feel groggy in the morning. Now there's the Age 4 Sustained Delivery Melatonin Patch. This transdermal patch delivers a precise amount of melatonin from the moment you apply it and continues to do so for an entire 6 hours. This ensures a full night's sleep while waking refreshed and ready to go. Visit ageforce.com and use the coupon code SHRMEL and save 50% off your first order. Go to AGEFORCE.com and use SHRMEL today and sleep better tomorrow.
I have never endorsed a training guide before The Blueprint by Rob Regish. The Blueprint combines the best techniques for building muscle and gaining strength with the best tips on supplementation and nutrition. Everyone who has used The Blueprint has surpassed their expectations in muscular gains in record time. You'll learn how to break through any plateau, how to make gains from every single workout, and all for the price of a single supplement purchase. Get your copy of The Blueprint today by going to superhumanradio.com and clicking the Blueprint banner ad. Order today and get copies of both The Blueprint 2.0 and 3.0, plus ongoing support on the Blueprint Forum to ensure your success.
Jumping higher, left and more. It's Superhuman Radio.
Oops. I did it again, baby.
Yeah.
The ladies are gonna love you.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. We're talking this hour with Jack Abramoff. Jack, they used to call you the Uber lobbyist. What do you refer to yourself now?
Just former lobbyist.
There you go, former lobbyist. Well, I have some ideas for you, too, we're going to talk about. I want to play a clip. It was actually a very poignant moment in the movie Casino Jack, which I thought was a fantastic movie, by the way. Did you have a lot of involvement in that movie, Jack?
Not really. They sent me the screenplay. I was in prison, and they came to visit me, Spacey and the director, but that was pretty much it.
So did they take a lot of artistic and creative license with the script, you think?
I think so. What happened was the writer who wrote it, I think, just kind of wrote it out of the headlines and didn't do too much in-depth research. So they got a lot of things that were wrong. It was interesting, but it was you know, it's a movie.
I want to play a minute and 35-second clip from the movie. It was a very poignant moment. It was supposed to be you, obviously. It's Kevin Spacey, and I guess he's preparing to step in front of his peers and answer. And you may remember this, and I want you to comment about it after it plays. Here it goes.
You know, I do a shitload of reading and studying and praying, and I've come to a few conclusions I want to share. People look at politicians and celebrities on the TV and the newspapers, glossy magazines. What do they see? I'm just like them. That's what they say. I'm special. I'm different. I could be any one of them. Well, guess what? You can't. You know why? Because in reality, mediocrity is where most people live. Mediocrity is the elephant in the room. It's ubiquitous. Mediocrity in your schools, it's in your dreams, it's in your family. Those of us who know this, those of us who understand the disease of the dull, we do something about it. We do more because we have to. The deck was always stacked against us. You're either a big leaguer or you're a slave clawing your way onto the C train. Some people say Jack Abramoff moves too fast. Jack Abramoff cuts corners. Well, I say to them, if that's the difference between me and my family having a good life and walking and using the subway every day, then so be it. I will not allow my family to be slaves. I will not allow the world I touch to be vanilla. You say I'm selfish? F*** you. I give back plenty. You say I got a big ego? F*** you twice. I'm humbly grateful for the wonderful gifts that I've received here in America, the greatest country on this planet. I'm Jack Abramoff. And oh yeah, I work out every day.
Okay, now, I mean, I don't know if they were attempting to make you look like you were pompous or that you were so convinced that what you were doing was right. How do you?
I don't know what they were, frankly, doing with that. I mean, that was I can't even imagine, even under torture, ever thinking, let alone saying things like that.
Right.
So I don't know where that came from. But,
yeah, that's why I wanted you to comment. But I'm hoping one thing is true about that whole piece. Do you work out every day, Jack?
Well, I have been. I have to admit, in the last couple of weeks, I have not been able to work out every day. I cracked a tooth, so working out has been quite painful. But as I work through that, I'm hopefully going to get back to. I wouldn't say it's every day. I think it's 6 days a week.
Good for you. That's fantastic. We're huge proponents of physical culture on the show. It's a very, very important factor. It adds to every other area of your life. If you really believe the body is a temple, then working out is part of maintaining and rebuilding that temple. So.
Oh, absolutely. And it, you know, there's so many benefits beyond even the physical health, which is essential. It's obviously mentally, it's just completely changes your whole day.
Yeah. Do you think that the United States could ever go to an arena where campaign finance is even like they do in Europe, I believe, right? Everybody has the same amount of money to play with to run for office, so you can't really buy the presidency like we see being done right now. Quite frankly, is that a possibility in this country?
I don't think so. I have to be honest with you. I think the American ethos is very different than European. America is about competition. We're not about everybody gets the same thing, whether they deserve it or they don't. In the same way that we don't believe that everybody, if you go out and work real hard and work out every day, you're going to have a better body than somebody who doesn't. We don't believe in snapping the fingers and everybody should have the same one there too. So that's just not the American ethos. I don't think it's going to happen. What we've got to do, the solution for us is not, in my view, not getting rid of people's ability to give money. I think that's a cherished thing. What we've got to do is get rid of the people who are giving money for the wrong reasons. Yeah. They're giving money to control or get things back. And that's the kind of money we got to get out of our system.
Yeah. You know, I have a different opinion and I want to share something with you. Okay. And keep in mind, Jack, I know nothing about politics. Okay. I mean, I'm the average schmo that listens to the news and believes this and goes on his way. But I'm trying to understand more and more. And coming from the average schmo plateau, I tend to think that it's altruistic to think that we can change government. It's been this way since the beginning of time. The larger the government, the larger the population, the greater the degree of exploitation. And we actually have slavery alive and well in this country, but it's not the kind of slavery that it used to be, where it was just one group of people and they used shackles. There's instruments used to enslave people today. In fact, chronic disease is a form of slavery today because it can be completely ameliorated if the government would get out of our pantry and stop telling people to eat a diet high in grains and soy and corn and all these other things that are actually leading to disease. And there's a large body of evidence of what I'm saying is true. So with that being the case, I don't know that I believe that government can change. But here's what I was wondering. I've actually talked about this on the show, and I've gotten a lot of people email me and say they would participate. Why not play the game the way it's being played? If 50 million people got together and paid some amount of money every single year to join a group that would consider their opinions and hire a lobbying firm like yours was, and people represented in on the Hill by lobbyists, we would have a lot more money to throw around than Monsanto, than any of these people. And then we could influence change because we could buy a private jet and lend it to somebody under the right quote unquote laws where he's not breaking the law. We could do the things that companies are doing. We have a lot more financial power than any 10 companies if people got together. Why not exploit what works instead of trying to change it?
Well, I got to tell you, there's an old adage that you can never beat a con at his own game. Okay. And we could try till the cows come home, and we're never going to be able to undo what these guys have going up there. There could be a group that has $50 million a year, and they will still outdo it. The only way to remedy this is to change these laws. And by the way, if we engage in that kind of activity, frankly, then most Americans will rightly look and say, you know, this isn't at all what I want to support. You're just the same as the other side.
Right.
And so I think we've got what's good and right on our side. The American people support this. I've been on, since my book came out, probably 300 shows where I've been talking to people on the right and the left and callers and everything like that. I have yet to encounter anybody who disagrees with this who doesn't live inside the Beltway.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
Now, I think that all is required to win fights in Washington. Look, I never lost as a lobbyist. I knew this system as well as anybody. I went up for 10 years against the very best of them. There are ways to beat these guys in their own system with the rules that are currently there to change these laws. It's going to take some organization. It's something that I'm trying to coach the reform groups. The reform groups in our country, God bless them, have been working for years. Unfortunately, they got used to losing. I never lost.
Right.
And so my attitude is, how do we get this done? How do we get to the goal using the system that's in place on a legal basis? How do we get this done? We have advantages they can't buy. They can't buy scores of Americans angry that their congressmen are not keeping their pledge. They can't buy that. We have that. We've got to use that and go in there and we can win this thing.
Is this really, the whole corruption up there is bipartisan, right? It's not like there's one altruistic group that seems to be fighting for the good and you know, because when you went down, they tried to make it sound like this was a Republican thing, you know what I mean?
Right, that was such nonsense, and that frankly was part of the stupidity of the Bush administration, letting them do that, all right, and letting Harry Reid and some of these other folks off the hook who were as complicit and involved as any Republican.
Right.
But it is both. It is Republican, it is Democrat. There are good people up there, by the way, who want the system fixed. They're sick of it. They're sick of having to live in that swamp. But they're not going to be able to do it from within. This has got to be a rebellion that comes from without and that basically swamps the town.
Jack, when you went down, were you convicted as a felon?
Yes.
So that means you can't vote anymore, right?
That's right.
Does that break your heart?
Well, it's one of many things that's very sad to me. I mean, this is not, you know, I would like to say that's the worst thing that happened here, but it's not. You know, but it is bad. It's for somebody who's been involved for his whole life in this, to not be able to vote is very painful.
I know that you're a devout family man. How has this all affected your family?
Well, I mean, we all hung together and, you know, stay together and hug each other every day. And I lost my mother while I was in prison.
I'm sorry.
Unfortunately, you know, my father, God bless him, is alive and well and remarried, 85 years old in a couple weeks. And my wife and kids, you know, it was very hard on them. It was particularly hard on the children. They were all, you know, young teenagers. The worst time something like this can happen. But, you know, we're just holding on to each other and getting through it. That's
you know what? I have a funny feeling that history is going to show your legacy is not going to end there. I have a funny feeling that you're going to really have an influence on change. And you know what? Who cares? There's people out there saying, oh, well, sure, you know, he got busted. Now who cares? There's a lot of other people that got busted. They're not stepping up and going, hey, you know what? Let me use the knowledge that I gained to change things. And I commend you for this, Jack. It's got to be hard doing what you're doing. And I know that you're going through some real tough times now, too, because of some looming financial issues. I want to talk about that when we come back, when we wrap up the interview with Jack Abramoff. But please, please, to my listeners, go to his website, Abramoff, Abramoff.com. Buy the book, Capital Punishment. You know what? This is a handbook. Most of us don't know enough about politics, but this is the part of politics we better know about because we are currently being sold to the highest bidder in this country. It's the most disgusting, most disgraceful thing that you can do to the greatest commodity this country has, its people. We're it. You know what? If we all voted with our feet and left tomorrow, the people up Capitol Hill would have to eat each other. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
No other peptide supplier has a more complete offering than Southern Research Companies. And no other peptide supplier can boast that all their research peptides are manufactured inside the United States in Tier 1 labs. Whether you're looking for IGF-1 Long R3, GHRP6, GHRP2, Melanotan 2, Mechanical Growth Factor, or PT-141, or hard-to-find peptides like Triptorelin or Follistatin, you'll find them at Southern Research Companies. Free shipping on orders over $150. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Southern Research banner ad today and do business with the most trusted name in research peptides, Southern Research Company. You already know how great the Testo 100 Transdermal Testosterone Boosting Patch is. Well, now it's even better. The new and improved Testo 100 patch now contains diaspartic acid, stinging nettle root, and androstenotrione to increase free testosterone while reducing sex hormone binding globulin and aromatase enzyme. It's still made in FDA certified labs and contains all the great ingredients that made it work originally. But now it's even better. Bypassing the stomach to deliver its ingredients throughout the day for greater increases in energy, libido, and muscle-building, fat-burning effects. Get 50% off when you use the coupon code SHR4. Go to AGEFORCE.com and use the coupon code SHR4 and get your new Testo 100 patch today. AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your questions. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn. Teach. Lead. Testosterone is the king of anabolic hormones, and Test Charge is unlike any testosterone amplifier you have ever tried, because only Test Charge has taxadrol, a substance that grows in only one place in the world and is only found in Test Charge. Test Charge will jack your testosterone levels like illegal agents, but rest assured, there are no banned substances in Test Charge. Test Charge is the secret weapon used by IFBB legend Flex Wheeler. And now you can join the pro ranks. Go to AAEFX.com to learn more about where you can find Test Charge today.
Are your goals longevity, endurance, vitality, or wellness? Well, you'll find everything you're looking for at uscellwellness.com. US Cell Wellness was founded on the belief that total well-being begins at the most basic cellular level. Their natural supplements are designed to work with the body to achieve health and vitality. Their formulas are backed by a team of nutritional researchers, healthcare professionals, and nutritional supplement biochemists. Whether you're concerned for your own wellness or a clinician caring for others, it all starts at uscellwellness.com. Save 20% off your first purchase when you use the coupon code SUPER.
That's the sound of 37 dumbbells. That's a lot of weight and a lot of wasted space when you can get the same thing done with just one set of power blocks. The new, quieter, urethane series power blocks with FlexPin technology are the heaviest and easiest to use quick change dumbbells on the market. Starting at just $149 a pair, power blocks can grow as your strength grows, all the way up to 130 pounds per dumbbell. Imagine a whole rack of dumbbells in the space of just one pair with power blocks. Go to powerblock.com today or call 800-651-1937. Power block, the world's best dumbbell.
Your radio just got ripped. It's Superhuman Radio. Peace up. Peace
A-town up. Down. Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. We're talking this hour with Jack Abramoff. Jack, I know that you've got some real challenges. The hard road is not over for you, is it? You've been levied with some financial, what do I want to call it, penalties, or you have to make restitution, right?
Right, restitution, yes.
And these are large sums of money, right?
Yeah, $44 million. So
that's a big
pretty,
chunk.
Pretty big.
Yeah, it's a big chunk. Okay, so you know, I really think it's in people's best interest to help, because I really do think that you have a lot to offer, coming over to our side, so to speak. So I hope that people will respond by buying the book. What's the response from the book so far?
It's been pretty pretty positive for the most part. There are some hostility. The hostility is coming out of K Street and Capitol Hill. They don't like the things I've said, and you know, obviously, I didn't think they would. And there, some of the responses are, you know, why is he out of prison? You know, put him back in jail, and they don't want me talking about this world.
Yeah, and do you have any friends still up there?
Sure, Sure.
Supporters.
I had friends straight through. Dana Rohrabacher, for example, congressman from Orange County, who never participated in this kind of nonsense and is used to be a speechwriter for President Reagan, and others also. I mean, some are more quiet about it because I'm still very controversial.
Right.
And people use me still in political campaigns to bash opponents.
Tying them to you, in other words?
Yeah, tying them to the old me.
Right.
You know, people who sort of playing with the old script from a few years ago.
Right.
And that's fine. I mean, that's to be expected, I guess. Those kind of things don't really bother me anymore.
Are you doing any speaking tours or anything like that right now?
I am indeed. I'm actually each week I'm out on the road speaking. I'm going to next week I'll be in Utah and in California after that. And each week I'm out there.
People can find that on your website, your speaking engagements?
Yes, indeed.
Okay, so that's at abramoff.com, ABRAMOFF.com. You know, it's really been refreshing to talk to you. I'm excited about what you have to offer. I hope that everything comes true. I have to say I'm a cynic, but I would like to tell you that anytime you need the support of my audience, you're welcome to come on the show. We'll promote your speaking tour. Anything that we can do, Jack, because I really believe that maybe with you on our side, something can change.
Thank you. Well, I'm going to do my best. There's no guarantees. Obviously, we're up against it, but we got to try,
yeah.
And I think it's doable. There's
okay.
hope.
All right, listen, thanks for being on the show today, Jack.
Thanks for having me.
Okay. All right, so there you have it. Another week of Superhuman Radio comes to an end. We hope that you enjoyed today's Casual Friday. We tried to include as many people in the listener shout out and hope that you enjoy the interview with Jack Abramoff. Please go to his website, check out his book, Abramoff, ABRAMOFF.com. We need to become more politically involved because, like I said before, we're being sold to the highest bidder. We'll be right. Well, we won't be right back. We'll see you Monday.
You know you can listen to Superhuman Radio while mobile? That's right. Go to the iPhone store and download the free Shoutcast app and then search for the Superhuman channel.